playing the greatest hits of all time. This is Classic Hits 101.7. KCTT, Yellville, Mountain Home.
It is now time for high school basketball live on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Yellville, Mountain Home. Brought to you in part by Arvest Bank, Arkansas State University of Mountain Home, ASC Warranty, and Shelter Insurance Agent Scott Tabor. Now we go live from the hangar, calling the play-by-play. Here is Matt Sharp.
Thank you so much, Joe Shipman, and good afternoon, everyone, from the Bomber Gymnasium on the campus of Mountain Home High School Career Academy, as we are ready to bring you today's broadcast of Mountain Home Lady Bomber Basketball. Today, the Mountain Home girls will be playing their home opener, actually, as they are taking on the Lady Tigers from Bentonville. We do welcome you into the Strider Consulting pregame show this afternoon. Mountain Home coming into this game with a record of 0-1 so far this season. Lady Bombers are coming off a tough loss to Fayetteville, actually two nights ago, this past Thursday night. 60-39 was the final score of that contest. As for Bentonville, they are this actually their first game of the season. Completely, they have we're supposed to have a benefit game a few nights back, but that ended up getting canceled. So this is their first time to see competition this year. They are actually coming off a season in which they had advanced to the Class 7A state finals last year. Now that game was not able to be played. The state finals only went up to 2A, and that was it. They ended up having to cancel the rest of the games due to the COVID-19 pandemic. So they ended up finishing as state co-champs, if you will. This is a team that's coached by Tom Hallmeyer. He has spent pretty much his entire career with Bentonville, 24 years with the Lady Tigers, and done an excellent job in guiding them. And he's got some excellent talent this year, including most importantly their big girl Miriam Dotta. She will be going to Baylor University down in Waco next year. That Baylor has one of the top women's basketball programs in the country just about year round, and under the guidance of their head coach Kim Mulkey. And they've already also have another commitment to a Division I, and that is Jada Brown. She still has 2 years of eligibility left, but she has already committed to Rice University down in Texas, of course, as well. And they've got another college commitment, and that is their senior Riley Hayes. She is planning on going to the Division II level, and will be going to the University of Arkansas at Fort Smith next year. She hasn't signed yet. Again, that's just a commitment. I mentioned Miriam Dotta. She is definitely the Bentonville's returning scorer, with after averaging 17 points a game last season. So she's going to be tough to contain down there around the basket. We're going to take a break. We'll come back and check our starting lineups in just a moment, as we get ready to bring you a Mountain Home and Bentonville in this girls' match, which is the home opener for the Lady Bombers. We'll be doing that in just a moment. You're listening to the Strider Consulting pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Civil engineers design, construct, and maintain large public works, such as roads, bridges, and buildings. That's what Strider Consulting does. They help plan and design for the future of our area and are proud to support our local community. The Strider Consulting team is excited to support our local Bomber sports teams, FFA, Bomb Squad, and more. Strider Consulting is proud to cheer on all Mountain Home Bombers and congratulates them all on their hard work. Strider Consulting, engineering for the future.
We all know this holiday season isn't like other years, but one thing you can still count on is me, as in me banking. When you're shopping locally and online, keep close watch on your accounts with Farmers and Merchants and the Bank of Fayetteville's Me Banking mobile app. Use Me Banking mobile for instant balances, moving money around, fraud alerts, even control your debit card. Keep your money safe and yourself healthy this season. Farmers and Merchants Bank and the Bank of Fayetteville, member FDIC. Dr. Tom Knox, Dr. Russ Rawls, and Dr. Jason McConnell of Knox Orthopedics, No. 3 Medical Plaza, are pleased to announce the Association of Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Don Franklin III. Dr. Franklin is now accepting new patients. Bone and joint repair, sports medicine and injuries, or conditions related to aging are specialties of Knox Orthopedics, where they're committed to improving your quality of life. Make your appointment at 424-3400 or visit knoxorthopedics.com.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Hey Bomber fans, it's Mike Quillard from Arvest Bank, and this cheer is a shout out to all of our Bombers rising to the challenge of each new day this year. From students to teachers, school administration to parents, we are proud of your resilience, determination, and commitment to excellence in education. An ancient philosopher once shared that education breeds confidence, confidence breeds hope, and hope breeds peace. From all of us at Arvest Bank, go Bombers!
Need a little good news in your life? Well, here's the deal. State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Arkansas, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent James Boyette at an even better price. That's right, State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent James Boyette is ready to help you save at Mountain Home. Call James today at 870-425-4540. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
We welcome you back to the Strider Consulting pregame show here on Class Kids 101.7 as Mountain Homes girls are getting ready to open the home portion of their schedule by taking on Bentonville. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for both teams. First off, for Bentonville in their rose black, coached by, again, Tom Hallmeyer. They'll be going with four seniors, Marion Dotta at 6'6". Also, Riley Hayes, who stands at 5'8". Katie Colchin, who is stands at 5'4". And Gracie Eve, standing at 5'8". Rounding out the starting lineup is Jada Brown, a 5'10 junior. Or excuse me, a 5'7 junior. Now for Matt Zellman and their home ice, coached by Dale Leonard. They'll be going with two seniors in the starting lineup, Kate Gilbert at 5'10", and Ashley Yates at 5'8". Also, Annie Norcross, a 5'11 junior, and two sophomores to round it out, Kate Jackson at 5'6", and Emma Wilbur at 5'11". Let's go and wrap up the Strider Consulting pregame show. We'll come back and get this game tipped off in just a moment. It is Mountain Homes and Bentonville coming up next. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Civil engineers design, construct, and maintain large public works, such as roads, bridges, and buildings. That's what Strider Consulting does. They help plan and design for the future of our area and are proud to support our local community. The Strider Consulting team is excited to support our local Bomber sports teams, FFA, Bomb Squad, and more. Strider Consulting is proud to cheer on all Mountain Home Bombers and congratulates them all on their hard work. Strider Consulting, engineering for the future.